This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. CNN is reporting that the White House and House Republicans have an agreement in principle on a deal to raise the United States debt ceiling and cap spending. The cable news channel said it had spoken with multiple sources familiar with the negotiations. Both sides are expected to review the text of the deal overnight to ensure that it lines up with the tentative agreement. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Joe Biden spoke by phone Saturday evening. McCarthy is expected to make a statement to media within the next hour. City officials in Kyiv said early Sunday that at least one person died and three were injured in Russia's night air raid on Kyiv, with the defense systems downing at least 20 drones moving toward the capital. In his nightly video address earlier Saturday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised to continue with even more extensive sanctions against legal entities and individuals allied with the Russians in their fight against Ukraine. Zelensky said 220 companies and 51 individuals will be sanctioned, regardless of where they operate in the world. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham is visiting Ukraine. On Friday, he held a news conference where he expressed confidence that the Ukrainian counteroffensive will yield results and said the United States is behind it.
I'm here to tell you that Republicans and Democrats, no matter what you hear in media outlets, are united to continue to help Ukraine win a fight for their freedom that will shape the world for the better if they win.
Graham also stated that Republicans and Democrats are united. He said Russian President Vladimir Putin must not be allowed to win. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website 24 hours a day. It's voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. President Putin of Russia on Sunday ordered stronger border security to ensure fast Russian military and civilian movement into Ukrainian regions that are now under Moscow's control. Speaking in a congratulatory message to the Border Service, a branch of Russia's Federal Security Service, on their Border Guard Day holiday, Putin said the task was to reliably cover the lines in the vicinity of the combat zone. Attacks inside Russia have been growing in intensity in recent weeks, chiefly with drone strikes on regions along the border, but increasingly also deep in the country, including on an oil pipeline northwest of Moscow on Saturday. Texas Republican lawmakers on Saturday overwhelmingly voted to impeach the Southern state's attorney general on corruption charges, suspending him from office until he faces trial in the Senate. Attorney General Ken Paxton's temporary removal marked the stunning downfall of an ardent defender of former President Donald Trump with an ascendant national profile. After an all-afternoon debate, lawmakers considering Paxton's impeachment voted 121 in favor, 23 against, 2 did not vote. Paxton did not back down despite the overwhelming vote against him. He tweeted that the vote had been, quote, illegal, unethical, and profoundly unjust. Two Los Angeles residents have been charged with acting in a Beijing-directed scheme targeting U.S.-based practitioners of the Falun Gong group that's outlawed in China. This, according to the U.S. Justice Department. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
The Justice Department on Friday alleged the pair tried to bribe an undercover federal agent posing as a U.S. tax official, paying $5,000 in cash, with the promise of more rewards if he or she advanced a complaint with Internal Revenue Service to revoke federal tax exemption for a Falun Gong entity. Stripping the entity's exempt status would increase its federal tax obligation. The department quoted a suspect in an intercepted call saying the bribes were intended to carry out China's aim of toppling the Falun Gong. China's embassy in Washington did not immediately comment on the charges.
Reuters' Ryan Chang reporting. Turks vote Sunday in a presidential runoff that could see Recep Tayyip Erdogan extend his rule into a third decade and intensify Turkey's increasingly authoritarian path, muscular foreign policy, and unorthodox economic governance. He has almost a five-point lead over his rival, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, in the first round on May the 14th, but he fell short of the 50% needed to avoid the runoff scheduled for Sunday. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.